Hi, Richard. Is
Hi,
Richard still?
this is Richard.
Hello, sir.
I have for about the last month and a half, have been having blisters on my lower legs between my knees and my ankles. And they develop in just under the skin, and they're filled with clear liquid, clear yellowish liquid. They bulge up enough so that they part the skin from the flesh, and when they burst, then they open. The skin goes away, and the flesh takes quite a while to heal. Wondering if there is any way to ameliorate that the blisters.
Well, one could, what this sounds like, sir, is a infection and probably a viral, but I can't say for sure. Have you been in to see a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, or alternatively, a dermatologist to see what this might be?
Not the dermatologist. I've had problems with itching on my lower legs, and I have been using oregano and olive oil on them, and that has prevented much of the itching.
Okay, sir, but there's one thing could be happening here. It is possible to be allergic to anything in the world, no kidding, and it could be a rare thing, but still it's possible, and I have run into people who are allergic to oregano, so one thing you might consider is using something else on those legs to stop itching, and the first thing that comes to mind, because it usually works, and so far, I haven't run into anybody allergic to that. Where I have run into people allergic to oregano, happens to be aloe vera gel, and one just rubs the aloe vera gel in there. And if you want to, you can also go with fish oil. There are very few people allergic to that, but not many. But both of those,
okay.
Aloe particularly, I try those.
I have when the blisters have broken, and I have been using raw aloe. Directly on them twice a day.
Good for
and,
you.
And then I've been putting the olive oil and oregano on them after my shower. I'm wondering whether I should stop the oregano.
Yes, I doubt the olive oil would be the problem, but the oregano can be problematic for a very small percentage of us, but it can be. Okay, sir.
Okay, and that possibly could make the blisters.
Yes, sir, it can. An allergic reaction can be blisters. Now, I'm not saying for sure it is, so I tell you try that, and then if you hang on, sir, until after what is called in the radio biz the top of the hour, I'll tell you one other thing you can do if this doesn't work out, namely if stopping the oregano doesn't work out and just use aloe. So hang in there. I'll be with you and then John after that. Okay, sir? And yeah, we got to do the commercial announcement at the top of the hour, but we'll be back with you. Okay? So let's get back to Richard here. Are you still on hold there, sir? Poor guy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. T'other thing, after you try what we just talked about, and let's say it just doesn't work. Okay, well then go get yourself, please, down at the natural food store or the Ketoma dispensary or online or wherever you want to get it, the nanoparticulate, which is also sometimes called colloidal silver. And what you do is you take three parts of that, sir, three parts, and you mix it with DMSO. DMSO, and it says on the bottle 99% DMSO. You mix it with seven parts of that. So we've got a 7-3 ratio, which is what the doctor who researched that heavily for 30 years told us was the best ratio for absorption. Okay. And then you just take some of that mixture, the 70% DMSO and the 30% colloidal or nanoparticulate silver, and just start rubbing it into your legs. Why? Because, one, the silver is not going to hurt anything. You would have to do that day after day for years, and yes, your skin would turn blue. But if you do it for even weeks or months, that's not going to happen. Okay, number two, it's going to kill viruses and bacteria that may be in there giving you trouble, sir, because if this is a viral or bacterial infection, then stopping oregano won't work. But if this is an allergy, that may help. So now you've got one thing to try and then the other, sir, and see what works.
Okay, that's 70% DMSO and 30% colloidal silver.
Yes, and ask the health food store for the nanoparticulate type. That means it's the smallest silver particles, NaNo particulate.
Okay. I had my regular physician gave me some material to reduce the itching on my lower legs, and it had cortisone in it. And, of course, after a considerable period of time, it thinned all the skin on my lower legs, so they're very, very delicate. So
yep, sounds like a pseudo-cortisone, sir. They do that. Too bad. Not everybody knows, but too bad they're not told that you can get over-the-counter, no kidding, in the big-box drugstores, though, not in the health food stores. You can get a 1% cortisol, and that one is identical to nature. But are they going to tell you about it? Uh-uh, because you don't need a prescription.
All right. And Merry Christmas, and thank you very, very much, sir.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling in.